Hi, I'm Bree Jackson, the executive assistant at Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Brand Unveiled. Today, we're talking about the importance of self-care as a business owner. With the increased strain on our collective mental and physical health, we want to encourage our listeners to take a break before you break. Happy listening.
So, hello everyone. I'm back again for another Tuesday talk. And today's topic is going to be about self-care, particularly for entrepreneurs as well as business owners. And I know that particularly among the millennial generation, self-care is a big topic. There's a lot of articles about it, about what it looks like, a lot of conversations about what does that even mean, how do I implement self-care into my own life. So today I'm just coming on to be transparent about ways that I either practice self-care currently or hope to become better at, because I am still trying to find balance between work and life and ultimately just maintaining my sanity. Because as you know, running a business comes with a lot. So I came up with four ways that you can practice self-care as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. I like to think they're not the stereotypical ways, you know, go out once a month or, read a book or do yoga. While all those things are great, those are all tips that we have probably heard before. So I have four different ways, some may overlap, but four different ways that you can consider self-care in your own life and in your own journey. So the first tip is to practice mindfulness and basically be intentional. Be intentional with your time, be intentional with your energy. So how can you create a to-do list that's a little bit more effective? How can you surround yourself with people that add to your energy? They don't take away from it. As a business owner, we are constantly in positions to give, give, give. How can we replenish that and provide opportunities for our days, our weeks, our months to be more replenishing than taking and draining? We don't really want that. So be mindful about the processes that you have in place, how you use your time off, the people that you interact with, all of that matters. The second tip is have a routine. You should have a morning routine that you relatively follow every day, so that way you are creating a sense of structure within your life. And you are also, you know, waking up your body and saying, hey, it's time to get to work. It's time to do this. It's time to think about, you know, this. It's time to think about that. I know for me, my morning routine, I've gotten a lot better at it. I typically wake up between, 6 and 7 o'clock, depending on the time that I went to bed the night before. I may wake up at a later time. My nighttime routine is not as structured as my morning routine, but I am very adamant about getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. That's when I am most productive, when I get those hours of sleep. So a morning routine, I wake up, I usually listen to uplifting music. I write my affirmations for the day. I make my breakfast, I pack my bag, and then I'm ready to go. But I take the time to self-reflect. And then at night, I try to end my day around 7 p.m. in terms of like labor, like thinking about work. For the past 2 weeks, I haven't been doing so well with that, but that's the goal. And the goal is for me to be in bed by around 10 p.m., 11 p.m., go to bed, wake up, and start over again. And that's really helpful. It helps to, you know, be able to track like how your body's feeling and how you're treating your body. We all need sleep. Entrepreneurs running a business, team, no sleep. No, that's actually horrible. used to think that that was the best way to go about, you know, building a business, building a legacy personally and professionally. It's just not. You need sleep. So you need to do what's best for you. And that's a part of being mindful as well. Tip number three is do one thing for yourself at least a month. So at least that was horrible. Do one thing for yourself at least once a month, okay? I need to do a better job about being mindful about this, but what I will say is my one thing that I consistently do is my nails. I get my nails done at least once a month. I used to get my nails done and get a massage at least once a month. So just find what you need to do, whether that's dance class, whether that's going out with friends, whether that's reading a book, whether that's just going out. Find something that works for you. And the last thing is be kind to yourself. I know for me, I'm very hard on myself. I sometimes can, you know, blow up my mistakes and not see them in terms of a larger picture, and that can bring down my day. I've gotten so much better at doing that. You just have to be kind to yourself, like see things from a larger perspective. See time as something that's a long journey rather than a short journey. So therefore you have time to mess up. You have time to fix your mess ups. You have time to learn and time to initiate action and plans more effectively the next time that you do them. Allow yourself to feel like every day you're not going to wake up and feel motivated. That's impossible. So on the days that you're not as motivated, give yourself a break and figure out how you can still be productive, you know, with the things that you're able to do. Take breaks. Like I said, that's really important to take breaks throughout the day. If you've been going really hard, like for 2 weeks in a row, find an opportunity to really relax, whatever that means for you. And don't put so much pressure on yourself. I'm a hypocrite. This last tip, be kind to yourself, is definitely something that I'm still working on, but it's possible. And it's something that needs to happen for anyone and everyone watching this this session, this video. You know, time and this journey is long. You know, people say life is short, which when given particular circumstances, that's true. But at the same time, there's so much to learn. There's so much to do in life. So just keep that in mind when you feel like you've made a mistake, or you feel like that client meeting didn't go so well, or you feel like you aren't as adequate for the job, the task, that you failed your team. Like, just put things into larger perspective and know that it's all a part of your journey. Hey, how are you? I just went over the four ways I try to practice self-care for entrepreneurs, or as a business owner, I should say. And they were: practice mindfulness, have a routine, a morning and a night routine. Team no sleep is not a thing. Do one thing for yourself at least once a month, and be kind to yourself. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know this was a shorter session today. If you missed any of the other sessions, you can go back and watch them on our Facebook page. I also am uploading What is PR, aka Public Relations, and How It Can Help the Growth of Your Business on our YouTube channel. That will be up within the next 20 minutes or so. So feel free to go over and watch that. You can also catch more free resources and information on our blog, The Brand Unveiled. And we just put up a blog post today that is the first of our Brands That Inspire series, where basically we will select entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands and tell you things that they do well in brand development, digital marketing, public relations, event management, and operations support, or operations services, or whatever. Operations management. It's been a long day, you guys, a very long day. But we will bring those brands to you so that way you can use them as real life examples to improve processes within your own business. So next week, I'll be back with another session. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, if you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, feel free to DM us, email us, text us. We are text friendly, and we'll be sure to get back to you. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. Remember to be kind to yourself, and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Brand Unveiled. We hope you walk away with actionable steps for managing self-care as a business owner. Thanks for listening.